welcome to Northwest Home and Body. This is our fifth podcast. We welcome you. Please tell your friends and neighbors and everyone to join us on this podcast. We try to keep it under 20 minutes or so, so when you're driving around, you can listen to this and hopefully laugh along with us as we talk about something pertaining to your home and something pertaining to your body. I'm Dr. Colleen Smith from Point of Origin Acupuncture in Spokane Valley.
And I'm Raina Strohmeyer with Strohmeyer Construction in Spokane.
And we just like picking each other's brains and talking about different topics. So today I'm going to talk about building your body up and strengthening, and another kind of hot topic in the area right now, which is bone broths. You see it the other day, I was up at a restaurant in Spokane and they had bone broth on the menu.
No way.
It was $4. And so I ordered it because I just had to see what they were doing. And I got this little cup of soup.
Teacup.
Basically, it was like a cup of soup, but, you know, clear broth.
Huh.
And it was just exactly what it was bone broth. And I thought, man, I paid $4 for this. It was
wow.
Just like, yeah. I was
funny.
Like,
where did you get this at? I must know.
It was at Lindemann's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can
and
see
it. And it was super good, you know, but it just was bone broth. And
so what is in bone broth?
Well, bone broth is when you make a short rib. You take some short ribs and you put it in your crock pot and you cook it for like 10 hours. You put lots of water in there and you just cook it until the bones, you either cook the short ribs till the bones are dry, like a long, long time. And then you can take those bones and cook them longer with water in them, and then you can put carrots and celery, and you can just pull up a recipe online, and just basically you're cooking that so that all of the nutrition out of those bones, all that fat, everything out of those short ribs comes into the broth.
And then you drink the broth.
And then you save the broth, put it in the fridge, and you strain everything so it's just broth. And then you drink that broth. And all the nutrition from that animal or the bone is, it's protein. It's 92% protein, and it's mostly amino acids. If you were to look at the breakdown, it would be L-arginine, glutamine, alanine, proline. Those are all amino acids that we use for different functions. Grows our hair, makes our bones strong, helps our joints, increases that fluid in your joints. You know that when people say, I don't have any fluid in your joints, that bone broth will increase that.
Interesting.
So it's really good for your skin.
Oh.
It's super great for digestion. It decreases aging. You know, everybody will often take amino acids because they are proteins that help prevent. Some of them will actually increase aging, but if you use collagen powders or gelatin powders, they have removed some of the amino acids that increase aging. So it will decrease aging.
That's interesting.
Everybody wants to decrease aging, right?
Of course.
So I use a product at my office that's a powder, that's a collagen powder. We use it from Great Lakes Collagen. And we can actually make that available on our website because we're a distributor of it.
Oh.
And you always have to consider the source. Like, just think when you're eating, you're cooking short ribs, and you're cooking them for that long a time, and you're taking the energy out of those bones, you have to think, what's the source of this meat?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be buying something that's not organic and not healthily grown or farm grown. You want to have a really good source because you're eating this.
You're taking it all.
You are, the nutrition. Mm-hmm. So the source of the collagen is really important. So I used to, years ago, just buy gelatin, you know, and then I realized that they were getting that from stockyards or, you know, like they're just getting old animals and they were putting that product in that gelatin. So now I'm like, the one that we carry, they farm grow all the
animals. So you carry the broth?
We carry the powder. It's a collagen powder.
Okay.
Yeah, gelatin collagen powder.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just mix that with the broth?
Yeah, you mix it in with anything.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's instead of the broth.
Oh,
I can make it. But then again, I buy an organic beef and then I use short ribs from the homegrown beef that we buy from a farmer.
Okay.
But that's what I say is you have to always be considerate of that when you're buying bone broth from somewhere. What's the source of the bone broth?
Interesting.
But I recommend collagen to people. That's the active ingredient in the bone broth.
Oh, okay.
And then you can mix it in your coffee, put it in your tea. You can make soup. You can put it in banana bread. You can make a smoothie.
Kind of like what people do with flax and
chia you know, seed. And you can, it easily fits into a ketogenic diet. Mm. You know, you can make a nice bone broth smoothie, and I can include a recipe.
That does not sound delicious.
It is pretty delicious.
I'll just say that. Is bone broth good? Like if you're just drinking it?
Fairly taste. You know, I didn't, it doesn't have a whole lot of
flavor.
It's not I guess people might argue that it's just kind of boring, you know?
Okay.
It's kind of like
soup. Drinking warm water.
Well, like kind of like a cup of soup, you know, but no, not really a lot of salt, less salt than that. So take out salt out of a cup of soup. And
what do you have?
What do you have? That stuff that's
warm
left
water.
Over from your roast, you know, that kind of flavor.
It seems like it should taste like gravy.
Kind of does, but without the thickener or the, of course, with gravy, you're using more salt and making
flour,
it taste.
Flour, butter.
Yeah, butter.
Milk.
Yeah. Without that.
So without all of that stuff, you have your bone.
But yeah, collagen powder is tasteless.
Oh,
it
okay.
doesn't taste like anything.
And so it doesn't get, I feel like it should get, it's going to swell and get squishy.
Some of times it depends on the kind. We have like a green kind and an orange kind, and the orange kind becomes more gelatinous. And so you can use it to make actually Jell-O or Jell-O.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, or you can use it to, people will make gummies. They make their own gummies.
Like bone broth gummies?
No, just flavored gummies.
I'm thinking of what is it? Is it called an aspic? Where people...
Oh, yes. Yeah, that, with the tomato.
That
you're thinking
is
the old...
what I'm picking up.
No. You don't have to do that. No.
I'm thinking of a... beef jello.
No, I'm thinking like add cinnamon and coconut milk and
that sounds
spinach
much more delicious.
And butter and vanilla and some collagen and some ice and blend it all together
and
you have a very healthy post-workout ketogenic drink, right?
All right.
And it's healthy.
That doesn't sound too bad.
All right, Raina, well, what are you going to talk about today?
I was going to talk about windows and just how important they are and how much we need them. So many people, like especially in bathrooms, will try to take out their window just to have more space to maybe do a big walk-in shower or more cabinetry. They just want the space, but I never let people do it because I think it's really bad for your health and I think you will feel it inside every morning, every day when you're getting ready. And so I'm constantly trying to convince people to do even those smaller horizontal windows, even if it's just above your shower.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Yes, I feel like you need one in every room. I'm a big, more windows is better, especially here in Spokane. I mean, are we number four grayest place?
Yeah, we get 260 cloudy days a year.
That's a lot.
That is.
That means not very many sunny days.
100.
Yes.
And five.
Yes. That's not enough.
I don't know if they count that a cloudy day as clouds in the sky or if it's like has to be cloudy.
It has to be gray enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't either, but I feel it.
But when I first moved here from Houston, I could not believe how gray it was. I was just like, man, it's cloudy here.
It is. It's so gray.
It's not rainy like Seattle,
but it's just cloudy. But it is cloudy.
Yeah.
I know.
And you're right. Windows are huge because they uplift your mood and
they
keep you.
They do. And they help keep your, you know, your rhythm, your cycle, I feel like. Just
help you sleep better at night.
Help you wake up appropriately. Yeah. And so I hate it when people try to get rid of their windows.
But what do you deal with a window if it looks onto your neighbor's house? You know, like nobody wants to see their neighbor.
I'd rather have a window looking at my neighbor's house than not have a window, personally.
Mm. But can you just... put a cover on it?
You can.
No, I don't mean it. I mean, you know, so that their neighbor
the different type of glass.
Yeah.
There's a ton of different names and ways to obscure your glass so that you get the light.
Yeah.
But you don't have to see, what your neighbor's doing in their bedroom.
And doesn't it cost you more to have more windows? I don't mean, like, a price of putting the window in. I mean, do you lose a lot
energy
of heat?
Energy efficiency. Yeah, for sure. I mean, with glass, you do. You know, you do. But I think it's a cost you have to have if you want to be comfortable in your home, honestly.
Can you get glass? I always wondered this, if you could get glass that's like mirror on the outside so that your neighbor, every time they look at you, would be
see
like...
see themselves and feel creeped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, look at me creeping on my neighbor, and there I am. That's what I look like when I'm being creepy. That's a good idea.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I always wondered.
That's
I wish
hilarious.
You could put like mirrors on the
I'm sure
outside
you can.
Of the window.
We've never had that request, so I don't know for sure, but... I'm sure that you can. Definitely. We've been putting in, we've actually been doing in kitchens where we'll take out all the uppers and just do windows.
Oh, wow.
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
It just feels really nice. And I think that creates a really nice warm atmosphere in your kitchen for
sure. Are skylights still in style? Like, do people do skylights
they
a lot?
They do. Mm-hmm. I think that's always a good way. Like, if you're in a bathroom that's centrally located in your house, so you don't have a window,
right.
then you can do a skylight. I think that's better than nothing. I don't like skylights necessarily, especially the big ones that you can see from, like, the road. And you can see your skylight on your roof.
Oh.
I don't think it looks very good.
Oh, on your roof line, you mean, you think?
Yeah, you can see them up there sometimes, and they look odd. And cleaning, you know, then you've got the issue of cleaning them.
Yeah. Well, we always had the problem with, you know, eventually it seemed to leak all the time.
Yeah, it seems like,
It's just an area that you can have problems as your home ages, you know.
Well, and then they're on the roof. They're not like on the side of your house. So you're setting yourself up for more potential of that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But I mean, if you do it right, you're not going to have that problem, but you're still going to have to deal with cleaning and which can just be.
But in general, a window's nice just because it's good for you.
They are, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm always trying to get people back on board with their windows in their bathrooms when they're trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
More just because I think they're going to need it later. They'll regret it.
If they change it again.
Yes. Right.
All right. Well, thanks, Raina.
Yep. Thank you.